Federal wildlife officials are worried about eagles dying from eating particles of lead from bullets used to kill deer. Ed Britton is the manager of the Savannah District of the Upper Mississippi River U.S. Wildlife and Fish Refuge. This month, his office and three others will host meetings to tell people about the link between lead ammunition and lead poisoning in bald eagles. The first will be held tonight in Thompson. That's today's WVIK News Focus.
In 2011 and 2012, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service collected bald eagles that had been found dead in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Ed Britton, manager of the Savannah Refuge District, says conservation agencies turned in a total of 168.
And so we did a necropsy on each of the eagles, and the livers, the lead levels in the livers were analyzed by the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin. And so we were quite surprised when the results came back. We were just doing a research study to find out if we could see if there was a relationship. And 48% of the livers came back showing detectable lead concentrations. And 21% came back with lethal levels, meaning lead poisoning.
Then, during a managed deer hunt in Lost Mound, 3,000 acres that used to be part of the Savannah Army Depot, Britton says refuge employees collected 25 gut piles, or the internal organs left in the field by hunters.
36% of those offal piles showed fragmentation, having lead in the gut piles, and it ranged from 1 to 107 fragments per pile. So that's a lot of small lead particles in a gut pile. And through other studies that we've seen and through our own study with motion sensing cameras, we see that eagles feed on these gut piles.
The Savannah District Refuge Manager says gut piles can weigh 30 to 60 pounds. Imagine the feasts left for eagles and other wildlife when hunters across the four states harvested 637,000 deer in 1 year. And Britton says it doesn't take much lead to kill an eagle.
Smaller amounts, there's paralysis, oftentimes there's vision problems, stooping, the wings, they can't fly, they die of starvation. In the larger doses that we see, they die within a couple of days, and there's almost no emaciation. I mean, many of the eagles that we looked at were in very good condition, but we found their levels were very high.
More than 3,000 eagles live along the Upper Mississippi River Refuge, and they've built over 300 nests. But Britton says the greatest impact of lead exposure in eagles is on private land, where most people hunt deer.
They were delisted off the Federal Endangered Species list in 2007. They were on there for 40 years. There were many conservation programs that brought their populations back to meet that 10,000 goal, 10,000 bald eagles in the lower 48, to get them delisted. And the population is increasing, but we're concerned when you have 21% of mortality related to lethal lead levels of the long-term impact to the population.
Alternatives to lead shot for deer hunting include copper, zinc, and bismuth.
Our goal is that hunters that attend and hear the story, that they will voluntarily switch to non-lead ammunition. Or maybe for non-hunters, maybe they have a family member or a friend that hunts, and they could tell them the story and encourage them to hunt with non-lead ammunition. So we really want to bring a public awareness about the issue, and hopefully through that, we know that most hunters are conservationists, and we hope that through them learning about this story, you know, they will take a sense of responsibility to switch to non-lead ammunition voluntarily.
Ed Britton talking about lead poisoning in eagles. Tonight's National Fish and Wildlife Refuge meeting will run from 6 until 8 at the Refuge Visitor Center on Riverview Road in Thompson.